And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're gonna talk about a topic that puzzles everybody. Yeah, I'm actually going to talk to you about something that everybody is confused about. Now, I'm going to give you some thoughts as to what the topic might be. Yeah, I'm going to play a little game with you, and this little game is called Guess the Topic. Have you figured it out yet? Yeah, maybe you need a little clue. All right. Well, how about I just come clean and just give you the topic? Stop messing around and get to the chase. The meaning of life. How many of you got that? How many of you figured that out? Well, a lot of you, probably. Some of you didn't get it, but that's okay. Because we're going to talk about the meaning of life. And the meaning of life is a question that has puzzled philosophers, scientists, and thinkers for centuries. There's no single answer. Yeah, there's no single answer. It often depends on your personal beliefs, your philosophical perspectives, and your cultural or religious framework in your life. So we're going to talk a little bit about the meaning of life, because you need to understand that you're alive. I'm alive. You're alive. We're all alive. We're all living some form of lifestyle. But for some of you, that lifestyle, man, it's oppressive. It's weighing you down. It's a lifestyle where you feel like you're not getting ahead. You're trying to keep up with the Joneses, but the Joneses seem to be doing better than you are. So what do you do? How do you cope? Where do you turn for solutions? Well, one place you could turn for solutions is right here to this radio program, because we give you solutions. Not only me, but Mike Harrison, Andy Webb, and our founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley, we give you the answers that you're looking for. Because one of the things you'll find out about this radio show, as well as the Del Walmsley radio show, our sister show, is that we want to give you the information that nobody else will give you. And I'm serious about that. I'm very serious about that. So, the meaning of life. What does it mean? What is the meaning of life? Well, from a religious perspective, many religious traditions offer answers to the question of life's meaning. For instance, in Christianity, life's meaning is often connected to serving God and living according to divine principles. In Buddhism, it might involve seeking enlightenment and freeing oneself from suffering. Okay, so that's a religious perspective to the meaning of life. But what about the philosophical? What about the philosophical perspective? Well, philosophers have debated life's purposes and purpose for millennia. Yeah, it's been going on forever and ever and ever. Now, there are people that will argue that life has no inherent meaning and that it's up to individuals to create meaning for themselves. But in contrast, others like a guy by the name of Aristotle, you might have heard of him, believed in pursuing a life of virtue and happiness. So there's your philosophical perspective. But what about the scientific or evolutionary view? From a biological perspective, some suggest that the purpose of life is to survive, reproduce, and pass on genetic information, as this drives evolution. What about a personal meaning? What about a personal meaning to the meaning of life? Many people find meaning in personal fulfillment through relationships, creativity, helping others, and pursuing passions. In this view, the meaning of life can differ from person to person, and it's shaped by individual experiences and personal values. But it's in this particular realm that we as Lifestyles Unlimited members, we thrive. we thrive because we have personal meaning in our lives. We have accomplished something in our lives that many people are trying to accomplish. What is that? What is that thing that we've accomplished that many people are trying to accomplish, but they haven't quite accomplished for themselves? Retirement. You heard me correctly. I said the word retirement. So as I think back on the concept of the meaning of life, I believe in my heart that many of my guests have done an outstanding job of articulating to you what the meaning of life is. And it's all been nested within these radio shows that I've done over the past several years. Now, I'm not going to do one of these shows where we're going to do a playback show, or we're going to do a reflection show, or we're going to play sound bites from previous shows. We're not going to do that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back through my notes and I'm going to share with you the meaning of life from different Lifestyles Unlimited members. I think this is going to make your day. I really do, because you're going to find out that all of these people that I have interviewed have one thing in common. They believe in what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. Yes, they absolutely believe it, and many of them are living it to fruition. All right, let's talk about Peggy and Leo. Now, Peggy and Leo have been Lifestyles Unlimited members for quite a while. And here's what I want to share with you about the meaning of life, according to them. And I think the best way to sum it up is to have them articulate in their own written words what their current lifestyle is. Are you ready for this? Stay up late. Sleep in late. No rush hour traffic anymore. No boss anymore. More time to travel. I think that sums it up pretty good, doesn't it? I think that sums it up really well. And here's how Lifestyles Unlimited has changed their lives. They're retired from corporate America, and they're living financial peace right now. Financial peace. Now, how's that for a lifestyle? Wouldn't you like a lifestyle like that? Is that the lifestyle you're living right now? Now, some of you might go, well, yeah, you know, I remember hearing you interview Peggy and Leo on your radio show. And yeah, it seems to me they're kind of up there in their ages, right? I mean, they're a little bit north of your age, Al. And I, without, you know, articulating the fact that, well, okay, I'll just come clean and say, yeah, they're a little older than I am. And some of you would go, well, there you go, right there and then. They're older, therefore they're retired, therefore they're living a retired lifestyle, therefore everything is golden for them. Not exactly correct. They were doing what you are doing now to attempt financial freedom, but they weren't getting to where they were trying to get to. So they discovered Lifestyles Unlimited, they became members, they went through the educational programs that Lifestyles Unlimited offers, and they changed what they were doing for retirement. They shifted away from what wasn't working to what is working for them now, which is investing in real estate assets. It has been a life changer for them. Pretty amazing stuff. And when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll get the opportunity to meet Peggy and Leo, because they're kind of like well, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. And if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that's like their home turf. So any Lifestyles Unlimited event you go to in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, chances are Peggy and or Leo are going to be there, because they love what Lifestyles Unlimited is and what it does to help all of us achieve financial freedom. Now, what about Jeff? Now, you remember hearing Jeff way back in the day. Jeff is a guy that, well, he had a retirement problem, too. He did. And you're going to notice this theme today, that everybody I introduced to you, or I should say reintroduced to you, had a retirement problem. And they turned to Lifestyles Unlimited for the solution to the problem. What is Jeff's lifestyle today? Well, he's working in his own company, so that he can work on his own company. It's already a great lifestyle. I'm retired from my W-2 job and really enjoy running and operating our properties. Our next goal is to be large enough to support a regional manager. A regional manager. What does that mean? That means he's bought a lot of real estate, and that real estate has changed the trajectory of his life. He has bought enough real estate that he needs to add an extra layer of management to his operational team. Yeah, he is growing by leaps and bounds, and he is building a life that he never imagined before Lifestyles Unlimited. Pretty cool stuff, right? So when I asked him, how did Lifestyles Unlimited change your life, Jeff? He said, man, where do I begin? I guess the biggest thing is that it changed my mentality about how to retire and how to live my life. Before Lifestyles Unlimited, I was just going along like everyone else and working to build my 401k so that I could live comfortably after retiring. Now I look at it all differently. I look at how I can make my money work for me, not me working for my money. The mentorship at Lifestyles Unlimited and the family at Lifestyles Unlimited and all of the leads and all of the people that are a part of the ecosystem makes it much more comfortable for me to be a syndicator. Okay, so Jeff is somebody that syndicates real estate to other Lifestyles Unlimited members. So he's technically still working because we say all of our lead investors, they are working and they are working in their businesses and on their businesses and doing the things that they need to do. And he is changing his life as a syndicator. Now, he goes on to say this. He says, Lifestyles Unlimited has also changed my whole family's lives. My parents, my sister's family, my sister-in-law's family, my aunts, my uncles, a nephew. They're all members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Not to mention my kids that go with me to our properties to learn how to manage and operate an apartment business. I think teaching them young is going to make a huge impact on their futures. How's that for a life-changing event? How is that compared to your life? Do you have the same perspectives that Jeff has, or do you have a different perspective? Are you still trading time for money? Are you still stuck in a dead-end job? Well, Jeff, he changed all that. He's living a lifestyle that he enjoys right now. When we come back from the break, I've got a whole list of people I've got to share with you. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Chad on the life-changing rewards of real estate investing.
Whenever you have residents coming in thanking you for taking what was dull and drab and turning it around, making their lives better, that's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% off savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I really should say we're working on your financial freedom because I'm reflecting back on some of the guests that I've had on this radio show over the years. And what I find interesting is that all of these people have addressed the question of what is the meaning of life? And they are formulating a new and improved definition of what that meaning of life is for them. For instance, Larry and Lenora, their current lifestyle, one word, ready for it? Relaxed. Yeah, that's their life. It's relaxed. Can you say that about your life? Well, they can say it about theirs. They said relaxed. Oh, and there's more. You want to hear the more? Okay, here it comes. No personal debt. Spend our days as we wish. 6 years ago, we took our then 17-year-old granddaughter on a 17-day tour of Italy. We cruised the Baltic Sea. We stopped in seven countries. We're financially assisting family members and a few friends. They are giving back, folks. Do you hear that? They are giving back. Now, how has Lifestyles Unlimited actually changed their life? Where their mental stress has been lowered significantly. Significantly. That's a significant word, by the way. Significantly is a very significant word. They travel when they please. And here's to me, this is the most important line of what they wrote me. They're not concerned about running out of money in retirement. Let that hit home for a minute. Not concerned with running out of money in retirement. Do you have a concern about that? Is that in the back of your mind? Are you building up a big bag of money that you intend to live on? A ginormous bag of money that might have $1 million in it or $2 million in it or maybe even more money in it? And do you plan to live off of that bag of money when you get to, quote unquote, your age of retirement? And then, now that you're in your age of retirement and you're living off that bag of money, you're taking chunks of money out of that bag of money. And you're realizing that every time you take chunks of money out of that bag of money, it doesn't fill back up. It doesn't replace what was taken. It empties. And what happens? What happens if you get to a place in your life, in your ripe old age, where you run out of money, but you still have life left? What are you going to do? Are you going to fall back on Social Security? Are you going to fall back on your kids? Are you going to fall back on friends? Do you have anybody to fall back on? These are life's questions that you need to answer. These are very important questions that Lifestyles Unlimited members, they've answered. They've answered these questions. And I'm giving you the answers on today's show. Now, here's one from Miles. Now, Miles, you remember Miles. He's like 24 years of age. He's already syndicated his own multifamily apartment community. And he sold it. He made a lot of money for himself and his investors. He's living a lifestyle at the age of 24 that is way different than the lifestyle you lived when you were 24. Now, check it out. His current lifestyle, working and putting all my money into the next multifamily opportunity. He is laser focused because he's already tasted one major win and he wants the next one. And he understands how to get it done. He understands that all of his available money is better used being invested than, you know, going to the bar and partying with all his friends. How has Lifestyles Unlimited changed that 24-year-old's life? Well, his whole family's involved. His mother, his father, his brother, both of his sisters. They're all members of Lifestyles Unlimited. It's a family affair. They live, breathe, talk, eat, sleep, real estate. It is an interesting conversation to be a fly on the wall. Now, I will tell you, we had an event and I went to go grab some dinner and I saw Miles and his family. He was sitting down at a table with his brother. His mom and his dad were there and they were talking real estate. And I happened to just kind of sweep by the table. I did not want to interrupt them. So I went and sat down and ordered my food. And then Frank, his dad, comes by and he goes, "Hey, Al, how you doing? Come on by and join us." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'll be right over." See, I thought that they were having a family meeting and I did not want to interfere with that family meeting. But what I found out was those family meetings are open for everybody. And they enjoy having other people sit in on those family meetings because they find joy talking about real estate. They find joy talking about the income that is being derived by investing in real estate assets. They find joy in a lot of things and they talk about a lot of things. And it's not just real estate. They have other passions and other things that they're interested in. But their one major commonality in this portion of their life is that they all are invested in real estate and they can have meaningful conversations about the real estate itself. Pretty cool stuff, right? You think I'm done? You think I've run out of people? Oh, heck no. Heck no. I got to talk to you about Rajiv and Tamara. Now, they've been on the show. And I will tell you this. Their current lifestyle, they're both retired from corporate America. Tamara was retired and focused on full-time real estate in the fall of 2019. And Rajiv retired in the summer of 2021. And they have much more flexibility to do what is needed for their family, and they're working towards expanding their real estate portfolio. That's what they do. Their approach was to initially work in their business so that they could understand the fundamentals of property management, asset management, and maintenance. Things like accounting, resident relations, day-to-day operations, and much more were very new to them when they started the business out. They felt it was important, since the industry was new to them, that they wanted to start to build a solid foundation that would serve them well as they expanded their portfolio of properties. And as they've added staff, they're backing out from the day-to-day operations and are now focused more on the bigger picture projects, ensuring that they have the right processes in place and the right asset management trends affecting their properties. Pretty cool stuff, right? So how did Lifestyles Unlimited help change their lives? Well, it gave them a hope that there was a better way to live their lives without having to work at corporate America until they were 65 or 70 years old or even older. It opened doors to many like-minded individuals who have become their friends. It's given them a way to positively impact other people's lives, whether it's their residents, their employees, their vendors, or their fellow investors. And it's given them the ability to create a business that one day might pass to their kids. I think that sums up the meaning of life right there. I think it does. Do you notice the common theme amongst all these people that I have shared with you on today's show? They're all in control. Every one of them is in control of their lives. Are you in control of your life? Go ahead. I'll give you a moment to answer that question. And if your boss is controlling your life, if the paycheck is controlling your life, if external forces are controlling your life, if you don't wake up and decide, well, maybe today I'll go to work and be a nurse, or maybe today I won't, I don't think you have control of your life. I think you lack control in your life. And I think that lack of control, I think it's eating at you. Because get this, I used to have a little bit of a lack of control in my life. And you know what would eat me the most? The fact that I was not in control of my life. The fact that somebody else told me where to go, when to be there, how long to be there, what to do while I was there. You know where I'm going, right? You know exactly where I'm going. So how do you change it? How do you change the trajectory of your life? Well, one way to do it is to stop doing what you've always done. Try doing something a little different. Now, one way is to continue listening to this radio show, not just this episode, but all the episodes that we produce. I'm giving you a snippet of people that I've interviewed over the past year. It's a snippet. It's a little tiny piece of all of their lives. And the common thread is that they've all regained control over their lives. They all have financial freedom. They may be in a completely different stage of working, but they know that the end is in sight. They know that if they keep doing what they're doing, their goals and objectives will be met. What about your goals and objectives? Are your goals and objectives being met? Only you can answer that question. I cannot answer that question for you. Let's talk about Robert for a minute. Let's talk about his current lifestyle. Robert's working, and here's why. He gets bored easily if he's not working, so he chooses to work. Shopping for single-family properties has become his hobby. That's what he does. The biggest problem has been there have been too many deals to do. But I am currently ramping up in this area and starting to sell everything that I have so I can do it all over again with a couple more times as well. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so what I don't mean to blah, blah, blah on Robert. But what he's doing is he's completely switching out his portfolio. He realized that he has a bunch of single family assets in his portfolio that are performing well for him. But if he were to sell all of those assets off and buy two to replace every one that he sold, he would be in a completely different place with regards to his investment strategy. His income would be greater. His assets would be more. So you know what Robert's doing? He's pursuing that. He's pursuing that. It's all part of his lifestyle. Pretty cool stuff, don't you think? I think it's pretty cool stuff. What about Lance? What's Lance doing to, you know, change his lifestyle? Well, his current lifestyle has him working at a major shipping company. I won't tell you the name of the shipping company. And he does things for them that causes the shipping company to, well, make sure that your stuff gets there overnight. Now, you don't know which shipping company he's working for, do you? Because there's a couple that do that, right? Okay, well, that's what he's doing. But how has Lifestyles Unlimited changed his life? He went from being $21,000 in debt and bankrupt in 2010 to a net worth of over $1 million since joining Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, he's not solved his working problem. He's still working. But he sees a light at the end of the tunnel. And that light is not an oncoming freight train. There is a legitimate light at the end of this tunnel. Now, what about Brandon? Brandon's current lifestyle? Well, he's technically retired, but he's working very hard as a lead investor. And his wife, Angie, is working to retire and has helped with the property management company. So together, they're building the real estate business for themselves. So how has Lifestyles Unlimited changed their lives? In college and corporate America, they train you to believe early retirement is not possible. Lifestyles Unlimited provided a map to retire significantly earlier than we were told possible. I exited my corporate America job at the age of, are you ready? 33. Our net worth increases every year and will continue to do so every year in the future. See, Brandon is changing his life. All of these people that I have related to you today are all changing their lives. I mean, I still have a list of people I could go through. I could tell you about Benjamin. I could tell you about Jeff. I could tell you about Steve. I could tell you about, oh my gosh, Bob and Diane. I could talk about Janine and Andre. But at the end of the day, unless you do what they're doing, your situation may not change. So how do you do what they're doing? How do you change the trajectory of your life? Well, one way to do it is to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. You heard me correctly. Lifestylesunlimited.com. Go there. Go ahead. Type it in. Lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, you're going to see our brand new webpage. It's beautiful. It's much more user-friendly than our old version. And more importantly, you're going to see an opportunity to join a free workshop. I want you to click on that free workshop button, and I want you to attend. Because once you attend, we will have gotten you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.